What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another video. So on today's video, I'm going to talk to you guys about the five biggest discoveries in terms of nutrition in over the last, you know, 5-10 years since I've started training that have really changed my life for the better. Okay, and this isn't just literally going to be in terms of fat loss, but just in general. Okay, like nutrition is so much more than obviously just the way it makes us look. Okay, it actually makes us feel so much better too, and that is one of the points I'm going to explain a little bit more about later in this video. So first thing, number one, the first biggest kind of change in terms of the way that I think about nutrition is the calories that we eat. The food that we eat is so much more than just a number of calories. And for years, I literally just thought that it was just about calories, okay? And I was in this like IIFYM, If It Fits Your Macros club, where you could essentially just eat whatever you want as long as it was in calories and hitting certain macronutrients. And this is absolute BS. This is just not how it should be. And you still get some coaches now or fitness professionals that will give their clients just literally some calories and just be like, look, you know, have whatever you want, just stay within your calories. It's just not how it works, okay? Calorie from a pepper versus a calorie from, you know, a can of Coke, 100 calories from a pepper, 100 calories from a can of Coke. Like, these are so different. Like, yes, in terms of units of energy, they are technically the same, but think about the micronutrients that are in these two differences, right? One's going to have loads of, you know, chemicals and sugar in it, and then you've got the pepper, which is just full of micronutrients, things that our body wants, and is actually going to make us feel way better. So that's one of the first things that I really want you guys to think about, okay? Don't just literally look at your calories and think, okay, well, I can have whatever I want. Yes, you can still have a little bit of balance. You can maybe follow like a kind of 80-20 approach or 90-10 approach, where the majority of your calories, you know, unprocessed, good quality food, single ingredient food, whole food, and then maybe that 20% kind of come from whatever you want, 10% come from whatever you want. But you need to start thinking about calories, not just as numbers, okay? You can't just eat whatever you want as long as it fits your calories. Otherwise, technically, you're just going to feel terrible, right? You still might lose weight if you're in a calorie deficit, but it's going to be very hard. You're going to have no energy. You're not going to train well. You're not going to sleep well. You're not going to be able to perform well. So it's super important to actually make sure that you are looking at calories is actually, how is this going to make me think? How is this going to make me feel? How is this going to affect my body, okay? Because it's so much more than literally just a number that you might see. And the second discovery in terms of nutrition that's really changed my life is eating to feel better is actually way more important than eating to look better. I think when you've got your body to a good place, you realize the importance of this as well, because the food we put in our body is going to be responsible for the energy that we've got, for the drive that we've got, you know, for the amount we can push in our workouts. My biggest focus now of my nutrition is actually eating food that's going to make me feel better, okay? I want to wake up every morning with lots of energy. I want to be able to work hard. I want to be able to go to the gym. I want to be able to perform well. And I know that this isn't going to happen if I'm eating foods that are essentially not going to be good for me. So for me now, it's not just about eating the right foods to look good so I can stay shredded all year round. It's about me actually eating foods that make me feel good. This is why now I just don't touch things like Domino's or McDonald's or Burger King's. You know I can eat these things, I can eat them and nothing would happen, I'd still look exactly the same, right? But I don't eat them because they make me feel terrible. They cause brain fog, they affect my digestion, you know, they affect my willpower, my motivation to go and do things. So I just avoid things like that now most of the time. Every now and then, of course, I'm only human, but mostly now it's about conducting my nutrition and my diet so that I actually feel way better, because nutrition is so powerful. What you put in your body and what your body processes and breaks down is so important in terms of the way that we're going to feel each day and the energy that we've got. And if you sometimes just feel, you know, a little bit down, you feel a bit unmotivated, probably look at your nutrition, because that's probably going to be the backbone of why. The third biggest discovery is realizing that you don't actually need to eat breakfast. I thought for years you had to eat breakfast. I thought you'd go catabolic if you didn't eat first thing in the morning and you'd lose loads of muscle. This is just not how it works. There's obviously so much more evidence these days on fasting and how effective that is in terms of cell regeneration and, you know, giving our body a reset, our gut a chance to reset, all these different things, right? It's, again, like a really empowering thing for me that I realized that fasting is really effective. You don't have to go and have a breakfast. The people that say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, well, this was Kellogg's putting out some kind of marketing thing, and that's just like stuck in everyone's head now, right? It makes sense. You know, if I was a business of that size, I'd probably do the same. But we need to start thinking now that actually it's okay to not eat breakfast. And if we can shorten down our eating window and we can actually use fasting as a tool, it's really effective in fat loss. And again, you feel so much better. Like, I'm in a fasted state right now, obviously out here recording my content. I feel great. I think well. You know, I've had a couple of little supplements as well to help me think faster, lion's mane, a couple of things like that. But essentially, it just means that like I'm able to think a lot better. I feel good. I'm going to go and train after this. You know, there's nothing really in terms of me needing to eat first thing in the morning. So a big discovery for me now is like, if I want to fast, I'll fast. If I've got a big weekend coming up and I want to save some calories, you know, I'll implement a little bit of a fast. Nothing too aggressive. I make it work around my lifestyle, but it's a really incredible thing to use every now and then if you feel like you need to. There's nothing wrong with having a few hours or having a day where your body doesn't eat. Your body's going to be absolutely fine. This is exactly what our, you know, ancestral days were like. We didn't eat for days. We drank plenty of water. We were fine. Number four is that dietary fat is absolutely needed within your diet, okay? Now, when I say dietary fat, this is not fat around here, okay? Adipose tissue is different. Talking about fat in terms of the fat that we actually eat and our body digests. The biggest thing that I used to do, one of the mistakes I used to make, is I was in this like bodybuilder mindset where I would just literally eat like a really high carb diet and really low fat because I thought fat was bad for you. And it just made me feel terrible. I had massive crashes, you know, hormones were probably not really working as well as they should be. I wasn't as satiated, it just didn't feel as good. And I was having, you know, like below 30 grams of fat, thinking I just need to ram my carbohydrates up. But this isn't what you need to do, okay? Fats are actually more important than carbohydrates. Fats are an essential macronutrient that our body has to have because it can't get the nutrients elsewhere. Whereas with carbohydrates, we can actually break down and you know, there's processes that can go on inside of our body to actually help make glycogen, or we can actually go into ketosis where we don't need carbohydrates. And I'm not saying carbs are bad. The one I'm saying is that fats are essential. And if you don't have certain fats, there's certain vitamins that you can't absorb. You're not going to feel as good. Your hormones are going to be out of whack. You're just generally not going to have as much energy. You're not going to be satiated. And for me, what I've realized now is that my body responds really well to fat, okay? Avocados, nuts, you know, butters, oils, like all these different things, which I always thought were bad for me, you know, they're way better for me. I choose high fat foods now instead of low fat foods. I have a high fat with yogurt. I go for cheeses that are high in fat because I actually feel way better, okay? You can have more fat than probably what you think. Fat does not make you fat. Eating too many calories makes you fat. Start including more nutrient-dense fatty foods within your diet. Foods that are high in omega-3, which is going to be really good for reducing inflammation, and also actually helping you build muscle as well, okay? With less inflammation within our body, within our cells, that's going to lead to a more conducive environment for fat loss and building muscle. So start having more salmon, start having more higher fatty steaks. Just make sure you're on top of the calories because I'm seeing they are more calorie-dense, but they're also very good for you. And number five is very simple, and it's probably the most important rule of them all. And that is that one bad meal, one bad day of overeating does absolutely nothing in terms of results. It is a negligible amount of fat loss. It is a negligible amount of body fat that you are going to gain. And I mean literally nothing, okay? In order for you to gain literally 1 pound of body fat, you need to be eating in excess of 3,500 calories. That's how many calories are in body fat, okay? And that's just not just eating 3,500 calories. You need to be eating 3,500 calories over your maintenance, okay? That's a lot of food. And whilst that's not impossible, you have to take into account as well, there's other processes that are going to go on inside of our body in terms of thermic effect of food, obviously how our body digests food. So you probably even have to be over about 3,500 calories out of your maintenance to be able to gain just 1 pound body fat. And that is, again, a tiny, weeny amount. So when you go and have a bad day or you go and go out for the evening, you have a few drinks, you know, eat shit food afterwards, it's not going to do anything. And the biggest problem that people have is that they have a bad event, they have a bad day, then essentially, they just think, oh, well, I've messed it up now. I might as well just mess up the entire week or the entire weekend. And that entire weekend is then ruined instead of just one bad night, which really didn't do anything, okay? So you have to change your mindset, okay? It's okay sometimes to mess up. It's okay to overeat. It's okay to go and have a three-course meal and all that kind of stuff. You need to keep it. Don't feel bad if this happens because you are not going to gain lots of body fat from literally just having one bad time. You are always going to be a reflection of how you spend the majority of your time and how the majority of your actions pan out. Having one bad day, one bad weekend, even one bad week, it's just going to do absolutely nothing. You need to stay consistent. And when you start to realize this, you're never going to struggle with falling on and off the wagon. So guys, they are my five biggest discoveries in terms of nutrition that have really helped change my life, the way I think, the way that I feel, and really have helped me improve in so many different areas. So I hope you found this video useful. As always, make sure you hit the like button, make sure you subscribe in for future videos coming up onto the channel. And as always, I'm gonna catch you in the next video.